Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapist TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Innes. I am delighted to have this very beautiful soul, Carolyn, joining us today. Welcome, lovely.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited because I think this is going to be a very interesting conversation for people today. And I think that it's probably the perfect timing. I always say that, you know, June, July, it's like that reset, realign of where you're at in life and business. And we need to sort of take stock of where we're at. So I think this is going to be the perfect conversation for people today. Before I get carried away, I would love for you to introduce yourself to everybody today.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Caroline, and I basically work with solopreneurs and small team entrepreneurs who are looking to create more success with what they're doing, but they don't want to work more. So they're like, no, I don't want to do more hours. I don't want to work harder. I want to amplify what I'm already doing. And the way that I do that is help them create a really beautiful energetic foundation for their business that actually supports them to create that success. And I use the human design system to do that. And so we basically have a look at you and your unique energetics and say, okay, how can we actually set up this business and show up in this business in a way that's aligned for you? So I love what you said about this time of the year, because I do think it's that time where we all go, okay, am I going to keep doing what I'm doing for the next 6 months, or does something need to give?
Exactly. Yeah. I love it. I love it so much. And I love the fact that you're using the energy, because like when I worked in corporate, that was not even a term that, you know, was used or thrown around. But what I've found is that as I start building my own business, is that I want to attract my beautiful clients that actually amplify my energy even more, but also to who I work with that can bring either a different type of energy as well, because sometimes we might sit masculine, we might sit into the feminine, but also to knowing your strengths. Like I want to have people like, let's just face it, numbers are just not my thing. So, you know, the first thing I did was bring in an accountant, you know, or, you know, yes, I can do systems and processes, but you want somebody else. And that's why I think what you're doing is so important, because to have a great holistic type team, you need to know yourself, but you also need to know what the strengths are for everybody else that you bring along.
Absolutely. Yes. And I think that's the key thing. Like when each of us can operate in our zone of genius and bring our best set of skills and talents and energy to the table, and then we can complement that with the, you know, group of people around us, that's when things move much more effortlessly. And I think we're all always looking to make things easier and more effortless. And this really helps us play with the energetics of that.
When you start working with somebody, what's one of the, like the first sort of questions that you ask them as well to get like, you know, like a summary of something, you know, of like where they're at as well?
Yeah. So my favorite thing to always do is to basically do a quick check of what they're doing in their business and whether it's in or out of alignment. And human design gives us like really simple ways to know how to do that. We basically have an energy that we're going to feel when we're in alignment and an energy that we're going to feel when we're out of alignment based on our design. And so using the wording of that for that individual, it's like, okay, where are you feeling frustrated? Where are you feeling, you know, stuck? Where are you getting bitter or angry about what is happening in your business? And where do you feel successful? Where do you feel satisfied? Where do you feel lit up? And really just starting to kind of take stock of that, because I think often we just continue on the line that we're on because that's the path of least resistance. And we don't take time to go, oh, actually, hold on. That doesn't really light me up. That's actually quite frustrating. And it might only have to be like that 1 degree difference of what you're doing and the whole picture looks different. So that's where I love to start with my clients and just see like what's lighting them up and what is just taking the wind out of their sails, and how can we reorganize, redistribute, you know, automate, eliminate, delegate that piece of the puzzle. Yeah,
absolutely. Because I mean, look, being in business, it's not easy. It really isn't. I always say to people that it's probably the biggest personal development course that you every day because you're going to learn so much, you know, about yourself. But you're going to learn, like you said, like the frustrations, you're going to learn things that just don't make you happy. And when you're in business opposed to working for somebody. So when you're working for somebody, you know you've got to do it. But I find, and I don't know if you've found this with your clients, is that there are some things that have been sitting on my to-do list for months because I do not like doing them. So because, you know, it's my business, I'll just go, oh, well, I just put that to next month or, you know. But that could be the make or break.
Absolutely. And I think we all have those things. And then I think we are very good at telling ourselves stories about should be doing them and should have already done them. And then we get into that guilt space. And it really just is just energetically draining to be in that space. And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned like numbers are not your thing. And so you got an accountant in early. I'm the same. Like the first hire in my business was a bookkeeper because there was no way that I was going to be able to keep on top of those books. I wanted to spend my time and energy in different facets of the business and not keep putting that off and then get to the end of financial year and freak out, you know, which it's all good if that's happened. We've all been there, but that was really just understanding that's not really my jam. And how can we work with that rather than telling ourselves stories about the fact that we can't be successful because we're not good with numbers or something like that, which is what we, that space we can kind of get into when we're spending a lot of time on things that don't really light us up.
I love that you mentioned stories because I think that, I mean, my whole business is based around stories, but the stories that we can tell ourselves that if something hasn't worked well in the past, we're like, oh, well, I've tried it, it didn't work. But it could literally just be a timing thing, or it could just be how you've worded something. So I love how you're talking about the stories because we can block something opposed to retrying it and giving it another go.
Yes, and we're actually experiencing that in our business right now. So there was actually a project that was kind of put in front of me about 18 months ago by someone. And I was very clear to me that it was a no. And I thought it was a no forever because I was like, no, I don't want to deliver on that. I think there's going to be too much manpower hours for me to deliver on that in the way that they were suggesting. And so I kind of put it aside. And it's funny because a couple of months ago, it started to creep in again. And I was like, oh, is there a way that we could do it? Maybe it was a not now rather than a no. And we've actually gone ahead and started developing the product that this person had kind of semi-suggested all those months ago in a different way, in a way that feels aligned. Because it feels like the timing is now for that. And certainly the response we've already had as we go to market is that the time is now for that. So I 100% agree with you. It really is just that follow the breadcrumbs process of just checking in with what feels like the most aligned piece that goes next, having that vision and then allowing it to kind of unfold and take shape. Because if you'd told me 12 months ago that I would be developing what I'm developing now, I would have thought you were crazy.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. That's actually been part of my whole business. It was just like, as if I'm going to do a magazine. Well, here we are nearly 19 issues down and, you know, okay. So it is. And I do believe that energy around I know I'm quite a spiritual sort of person, but I believe like the energy around, but it's also, you know, not from the universe, but it's the people who you work with. And that energy can actually help, you know, motivate you, but also to see things differently in how, you know, I read a book once that sometimes if you're working on something, you've literally got to get up and move. You've got to let that energy flow through yourself, but it gives you a different perspective or a different view. And that's what the right people in your business can do for you as well.
Absolutely. And I think this is maybe a big piece where human design is really sort of coming into its own, because it really does give us such great information about the ways that we interact with people in an aligned way. And the areas of energy for us that are not so natural, because what we really want to be able to do is hire to fill those gaps. And understanding for me that I've got a gap around the numbers piece, or understanding that you know, I don't want to have to show up each week and do my entire podcast workflow. And for this podcast to go out, you know, every week, I need to have someone that's fulfilling that piece. Mm-hmm. I love showing up and talking, you can probably tell, but I don't want to be responsible for all the back end mm-hmm. stuff. And then bringing someone in who I could see from before I really even got to know them was detail oriented, had some of those systems and processes pieces that I don't have that could come in and round out that sort of project of our business was such a game changer. And being consistent with the podcast has been possible with that. Without yeah. that, probably not. And so I do think we have to be honest with ourselves where those gaps are, and also how amazing that I can employ someone, they can be in their zone of genius and fulfill on that project for us. And then I can just be in my zone of genius. Like in the end, that's the best thing for both of us. So that's the beauty of being able to play in those dynamics.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to ask you some questions around human design. Mm. So first of all, I don't know my time of birth. Do you need to know your time of birth?
Yeah. So to get a super accurate chart, we need to get pretty close to a time of birth. And I'm honest with people about that. There are a couple of different methods that we can employ for someone who doesn't know their time of birth. So I always say to people, if you don't know your time of birth, but you really do want to dive in, reach out to me and we'll go through the process to figure out the closest we can and build a chart off of that. It does make a difference in small ways, even minute to minute. As close as you can get is the best to start, and then we can sort of dive from there. But it's not unusual for people to reach out and say, I don't know, like that information isn't available. Australia is particularly bad because there's no record of that information. So definitely can overcome that little situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing. And do you think that, you know, obviously I've worked in management in my corporate role, and I did DISC, which is, it's so completely different, you know, to what human design is. Because I feel is that this is a tool that for anyone bringing on staff, they should be implementing. But I also feel for managers, it's so key for them so they know how to manage their staff the best and get the best out of them as well. What are your thoughts?
Yes. Yeah, I 100% agree with you. And I'm definitely noticing over the time that I've been in the space that it is becoming more and more, you know, widely known, particularly in the startup online entrepreneur space. Most people know what you're talking about. It's definitely filtering out bigger than that. And I would love to play a role in really taking that to a wider audience. But it is, for me, it's absolutely imperative in that process of selection of candidates. And it's not ruling people out, but it's just having an energetic map for what could be the closest combination. And then, of course, getting to know the person, because that's part of the process. And I am very familiar with DISC. I'm also trained for Myers-Briggs type indicator as well. And so the biggest difference for me between something like DISC or Myers-Briggs and human design is that DISC and Myers-Briggs are subjective. They depend on the way that you answer the questions, and you can technically get a different answer depending on the day or how you're feeling or the way you answer those questions. With human design, as long as we have a corrected birth time, that chart is going to be the same whether I run it today, tomorrow, or next year. And so it just takes some of that subjectivity out of it. It also takes out that possibility of someone trying to give the answers that they feel like they want to give, and just gives us that kind of honest map of their energy, because we're not judging them based on that. We're simply using it as a way to get to know them. So, I mean, I will happily use all tools and any tools that we can have to know ourselves and know other people better. And I think for any manager out there that's managing people, you would be crazy not to at least understand how you work, because it will not be the same to how other people work. And I've seen this time and time again. If particularly the CEO understands their energy and can play with and embrace their energy within the business, the energy of the business entity changes. And often it's got nothing to do with knowing everyone else as much as it is knowing ourselves.
Yeah, so true. I mean, I felt that just over, you know, just the last few years of obviously going through so much personal development, I've really gotten to know who I was without my corporate title, because I literally was living and breathing the vision, purpose, mission of the corporate company, opposed to doing it for myself. And I think that if everybody can show up as their true authentic self, I think that what I've realized is that I don't, like, at the end of the day, I'm not exhausted because I'm not pretending to be anybody else except for me.
And that's exactly it. And I think, you know, someone said to me the other day, they're like, oh, but when we kind of focus on the individual, are we then losing that collective aspect? And I said, you know what? Honestly, the best thing for the collective, whether that's a company, whether that's corporate, whether that's a, you know, a small business, a sporting team, whatever that is, the best thing for the collective is each individual to be as truly authentically themselves as possible, because that's who they were put here to be. And the combinations of people that get created when we show up as ourselves, that's powerful for the collective. So I think the deeper we can dive into that and know ourselves, not because we're trying to fix something or think there's anything wrong, but just truly understand the way that we operate, we can just show up and be us and be far less affected by everything else that goes on around.
Do you know, it's just come to me, the title, it's like Human Design, Human Potential. Like, that's just the title of the show. Like, it's just like crazy sometimes how these things just happen. But I think that, you know, like, for you to get the full potential of yourself, if you can know who you are, and I think it's embracing, like, I always say embrace everything. It's the good, the bad, and I don't like using the word bad, you know, but it's everything in between, because that's you, and that you are so unique, different to everybody else.
Yes, exactly. And I love to say to people, like, there's a 1 in 400 trillion chance that you were born. That is a crazy level of uniqueness. When we create a human design chart for someone, there's literally a billion different charts that could be created based on the number of variables there are in a chart. There's literally 7 to 8 people walking around on this planet with the same chart as you. And that's one of the things I love to share with people, because they're like, I don't want to be put in any boxes. You know, people make assumptions, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I get that. And I mean, I've certainly been put in some boxes in my life, but that's one of the things I love about this, is just to see just the distinction and the difference and the uniqueness that is available for all of us to just step into. It's literally there. Like, it happened when we were born.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, so, like, as, you know, we have more of these amazing and beautiful conversations, that people can start embracing everything as well. And it's like, you know, I know that there's labels for everything, but underneath, we're all human beings. And that's literally what we are. And, you know, we've got a unique ability as a human being to heal ourselves. We've got a unique ability to be empathetic, to help other people. But like you said, that zone of genius that is just you, that you can amplify. But I think when you step fully into that zone of genius for yourself, you then help other people around you, whether you know it or not, to actually amplify who they are as well, and to bring out their greatness.
Exactly. Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. And I think that's the power that we can create in the world, is when we allow ourselves to be our most unique, authentic expression, we allow other people to be that for themselves as well. And, you know, I feel like human design became part of my story, because it was part of me unraveling all the labels that I had as well. And, you know, you said, like, I was so connected to the labels and the mission and the vision of the company that you worked for. And for me, I was super connected to the identity of working in healthcare, of being a carer, of taking care of people, of being there in a crisis. And I really had to unravel kind of what made me matter to the world, like, what was my purpose? And that was a big unraveling and a big piece, I think, of where the universe kind of brought human design in for me to see the picture, you know, at a much bigger level, and move away from those labels that were keeping me boxed in and stuck, maybe, you know, in those identities that I was in before.
Yeah, I love that, because I think I believe that every single person should have a purpose and a mission statement for themselves. You know, what are you here for? What's your legacy? What do you want to be known for? Like, what are those things that make you you? But I'm also a big believer in values. I think that your values of what you hold, you know, to yourself. Like for me, authenticity is one of my biggest values. Like I only want to work with people who are authentic. I only want to, you know, share gifts, you know, of people who are truly authentic. Family is another really big one. Like I will rearrange my life, you know, for my family. So, you know, like it's,
me too.
You know, those yeah. sorts of things. And I always say to people that if you know your values, that's sort of like your root system is going to hold you and, you know, through any storm. How does human design help with identifying the values as well?
Yeah, this is such a great question. And as soon as you started talking about this, I was like, this is just perfect. Really, human design has multiple ways that you can pull out the things that are important to you. So there are placements and areas of the chart that literally speak directly to values, directly to the things that you hold to be important, the work that you are here to do in the world, not prescriptive in that you need to have this job, but the energy that you're going to desire to bring to the world, which I think is such a big driving, motivating force, and values are such a motivating force as well. And so it's so interesting to listen to you and the words that you use, because even the words that we use to describe what's important to us, often someone will say to me, oh, this is important or that's important. And then I will look at their chart and the words will be right there in the descriptions of pieces of their chart. We speak our design without knowing it because it's imprinted on us energetically. That's just the map of what you already yeah. are. Like, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, I love it. Because like my family think I'm a little bit crazy, you know, they're like, why you do all this? And I'm like, yeah. I don't know. Like,
I'm with you.
So, you know, I mean, like, I'm really like, you know, spiritual and, you know, which I only discovered, you know, I would say, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, like the spiritual yeah. side of me. But now it's just like, you know, to talk about the words like, oh, I'm going to get a download or, you know, like my magazine came during a meditation. But I think that when I stay true to myself, when I start to, I don't want to say conform, but that's the only word that's coming to me. If you start to conform what society thinks you need to be, you lose that connection of all the amazing gifts that can actually be given to you at any time.
Yes. And it's interesting because I was actually having a conversation with someone this morning and I was sharing just how much my intuition played into my role in healthcare. So I would use my intuition when I was diagnosing what was wrong with patients. And at the time, I would never have dared say that. I might have said, oh, hey, what about this? Or let's try that. But what was really happening was I was getting very clear intuitive hits. Mm. And I still get them now for myself and other people. And I was sharing this with a client this morning. And I said, you know, it was always there. It's just that I didn't know what to call it. And I didn't know how to explain it. And because I didn't know how to explain it, I kind of pushed it aside. And sometimes I think that's the power of having the language and the systems and the understandings, is that we can then amplify what's already there or what we've shut down because we don't understand it, and really bring that to the forefront. And I love seeing people just get deeper and deeper and deeper into that connection with themselves and something bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. I could sit here and talk to you all day because I feel like we are so aligned in like what, like even though we're two completely different businesses, but you know, just how, you know, it all matches up and how we are in alignment, not only with ourselves, but helping people. I think you're an absolute gem. And I think that everybody needs to know, like, I don't know my human design. I have a good idea sort of maybe what it is, but because I've been putting it off, I'll be honest with everybody, because I don't know my time of birth, but now you can help me.
Yes, I think we should sort that out. Yes, absolutely.
Amazing. So I'd love to know, first of all, how can people reach out to you and to work with you?
Yeah. So two best places to reach out to. You can either go to my website, carolinelinda.com, and it's Linda spelled with a Y. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for that one. Or my favorite place to hang out in terms of socials is Instagram, but you will find me on Facebook and all the other places as well at Caroline Linda Coach. So yeah, reach out, send me a message, say hi. I've got lots of free resources. So you can just start to dive in and see whether it's something that you connect with and want to go further with.
Amazing, amazing. Well, before we go, I'm going to ask you 5 quick questions just so that people get to know you. So these are just like rapid fire questions so that, you know, we get to know you as a person and, you know, your joys and your happiness as well. So the first question is, do you prefer to go to the beach or would you prefer to go to the country?
Definitely the beach.
My kind of girl. I like it. Are you a coffee or a tea person in the morning?
I'm a neither. So I'm a reformed, like, heavy coffee drinker. Thank you, healthcare, for that one. So I actually don't drink either. Every now and again, I might have a peppermint tea. I have a smoothie every morning, and that's how I start the day.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm a coffee addict, so yes.
I love it.
Do you prefer to, if you were going to a destination, to either travel by plane or by boat?
Definitely by plane. I love getting on a plane, going for an adventure.
I love it. Are you a book or a movie person?
Oh, I'm definitely a book person. I always have been. When I had my kids, I kind of didn't have as much time for reading, funnily enough. But I've really gotten back into it now that they're a little bit older. So definitely a book person. Yeah, 100%.
Would you prefer someone to cook you a dinner at home or to go to a fancy restaurant?
Cook me a dinner at home. I'm a terrible introvert. I would much rather stay at home, comfy, in my pajamas, cook me something lovely, and I'm sweet.
Oh, amazing. I just simply love what you're doing. I think that everybody needs to. So for those watching today, go and reach out to Carolyn. She is amazing at what she does. She's super passionate. I'm going to pop all the links below of how you can reach out and connect. Thank you so much, beautiful, for being here today and to sharing your gifts with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Amazing. Thank you so much to all of you who have joined this episode. If you have liked this episode, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can be up to date for the next ones. Remember to live life to the fullest and to follow your passion. Love and light to you all.